So today we come to look at cultural differences from the present to ancient.
All right. So we want to talk about marriage and couples and differences between ancient civilization, how they used to do it, and modern civilization, basically.
Okay.
So I was looking at someone on TV and they said something that was crazy to me, right? Like the differences, right? So when they want to study like the first beginning of how we did marriage, what scientists do is they'll go to South America or Africa and study an ancient civilization. You understand? Mm-hmm. So they would sit around you basically for a month or whatever, a couple weeks or whatever, a year, however long it would take to get the information. But they would sit there and watch them and ask them questions and basically interview an ancient civilization, right? So what they seen was when they was down in South America and they studied the ancient tribe.
Okay.
They asked them questions. It was like, okay, I see that you married to your wife. You got kids with your girlfriend, your wife, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So they was like, I see that y'all, you know, they walk around with no shirts on, remind you, you know, titties out, everything is out.
Right.
You know, natural. So this is what people study to get information of how we used to do shit before, you know, modern civilization until we came up with marriage, what we came up with today. So they was like, how do you know the difference? Like, if you have a child and your wife is walking around and she have a baby, how do you know that baby is yours? The man said that y'all modern civilizations is funny to me. Y'all only care about the one that y'all birthed. Y'all don't care about the tribe. So it don't matter. So you understand what he just said right there. He's saying that y'all only care. People only care. Modernized civilization, people only care about the child that they birthed. They don't care about all civilization. So he's saying that if a child is crying, right?
Right.
And they, you know, then we in a tribe. We in an ancient tribe. We, you know, we live in the huts, whatever, so called.
Anybody can breastfeed.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, if a child is crying, like, the mom just don't run and pick up that child.
Anyone.
Anybody pick up that child.
It takes a village to raise a man.
Exactly. So it's not just, they don't care about, they don't get into them conversations about if you cheated on me or not or nothing. If we together, they're
unity.
They're together.
If we can fit them into, we gonna do it.
Exactly.
Like, oh, all right, you fuck. All right, we gonna love them too then. I guess I'm gonna have to take. That's how they rocked. It's this whole monotheistic thinking. We don't see that. We always looking for a leader. We talking about what do we need, leadership or a good leader? We just need some good leaders around us. A whole bunch of them together. Nobody looking for a dominance over anyone.
But exactly.
That's the whole problem on things. People looking to take commands or give commands.
Right.
No, fuck that. We all put the work in.
Exactly. We all learn from
kings.
Exactly. We all learn from each other. We all teach each other.
Your blood ain't no different than mine. Either Nigeria, Ethiopia, Kemet, right?
Exactly. Ain't
we
no
all
different.
Come from the ancient kingdom. So what's the problem?
Ain't no problem. So if a child is crying or a child wants something,
and that's 42 laws of Ma'at. And that's crazy that you was going to identify with that, right? It's crazy that you would identify with that. And that's naturally in you. That's a confession, one of the 42 negative confessions.
You
can't deny a child food.
So let me break something else down for you. So that's how they deal with babies. So that means, like, when they want to eat, the whole tribe go hunting at the same time. The males get up as a group and go hunting. And when they feed, they get everything, all the food they can to feed the tribe for that day. So it's not just a one man
army. Like a lion pride.
Exactly. So
the man.
So this is how ancient tribes did it. This is how we naturally did it. For real. This is the first. We can't say this is not natural. This is natural.
The originals.
So this is what we did at ancient tribes. You get what I'm saying? So when we talk about people being programmed and things of that nature, that's going off of somebody else's expectations or somebody else's idealisms.
Manchurian candidates.
Exactly. Just to follow. I mean, we so much traditionally raised and bred, really we bred to believe these things because it was slavery. You know what I'm saying? You just got to go back and do your history, because history lines up with religion. History lines up with science. This history lines up with all the things that you want to know, what the answers of life itself.
Yeah, just go to look at history. It's going to shake your world. Now, look at this. You can always understand this too, right? Melanin get up into something, it get up into something. And you can't help but to show, right?
Right.
So, when something is non-created and unique, it's very hard to add to it to make it better. Do you dig what I'm saying? When something is a unique idea, the number two of it is always garbage. Yeah. You ever dig me? Like, movies that the first ones was all that. The second joint never lived up to that expectation because of the first initial thought pattern of that one. You understand what
I'm saying? Exactly. Like, Matrix 2 is not better than the first Matrix. Matrix 1 will always be the best Matrix.
Just like Star Wars.
Because, exactly, because it shakes your mind because they presents a different ideal in your presentation in your mind.
So understand this, right? It's the same way with these religions. We get into somebody else shit if it is somebody else shit. How do we form it, make it better, add the dance, add the song? That pulls to come from that people.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, if somebody told you, yeah, I got this book I written and I want you to follow this book, but I got it from somewhere else and I copied it from somewhere else, would you believe in that book if somebody told you that?
That's
no.
not theirs.
You get what I'm saying? If you would never want to believe in a copy.
Listen.
You get what I'm saying? Of something.
If I say...
And you were forced to believe it, too, at the same time, because you got to think of it. During slavery times, slaves was only allowed to practice one religion, and that was Christianity. You practice
at
anything
one point
else.
You couldn't practice nothing because you were considered a devil.
Exactly. At one point...
And you couldn't read for 200 years.
Yeah, you couldn't read shit. For 200 years.
Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine that?
Motherfucker.
So, if they told you, right? Because you can't believe a slavery movie because they never going to put the real shit, all the real shit in there. They give you some of it because they know you can't stomach all of it.
Nah.
You get what I'm saying? If they did a movie, an autobiography movie on Frederick Douglass, they would show you because Frederick Douglass taught himself how to read.
Straight like that.
You get what I'm saying? He wrote his own free letter. That's why he got free. You get what I'm saying?
Smooth nigga.
Get what I'm saying? And only books, when they did allow slaves to read, they only was basically allowed to read the Bible.
With four pages in it.
With four pages.
You're a slave and be an obedient slave and you go to heaven.
Exactly.
See how that works?
You see how that works? You're only allowed to read four pages of the Bible.
Just think about this, people.
So if they told you they bred your fucking grandmother, bred them to believe some shit, and they told them to pass that shit down to their kids, and if they didn't believe that shit, y'all was going to either get killed or beat or whatever, you telling me you would still believe in that book?
Wait. This the whole thing. Fifth, think of this, right? Break down bread to them so the people at home understand. They don't think that they just cultivated you and raised you up. Understand. Let them know what bread is.
Bread is when you take basically an animal. You feel what I'm saying? What we do to animals. Basically, exactly what we do to
animals.
Fucking farm.
A farm.
You understand what I'm saying? Bread is like a farm. A chicken you put in a coop. You force the fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You breed other chickens and you eat the motherfuckers.
Right. Say this, people.
You put them in a cage and you make them do what the fuck you want them to do, bro.
Say you was on the Carter plantation. The Carter had 8 sons. Them 8 sons fucked the whole plantation.
8 sons fucked the whole plantation.
That's how you get some Carters. You know what I mean? In various regions. You look at, like...
And this wasn't just Willie Lynch is the practice. You understand what
practice.
I'm saying? This is the whole reason why you're supposed to read the Willie Lynch, because then you'll understand, okay, this is why we do this, and this is why we do that, and this is why we believe this, and this is why we believe that. The fucking preacher was the slave master, right-hand
they
man.
They started it. For one, he was the master.
He was the fucking...
Constantine
the spy.
Initiated all this shit.
The preacher was the fucking spy. He was the right-hand man. He kept every slave in line. Understand what I'm saying? You think a slave master just allowed preachers just to do what the fuck they wanted to do and say what they wanted to say? No, that was a plan to put in to breed. Motherfucker, it's a form. You understand? It's the same as a motherfucking Nazi concentration center. Same shit. It's just that they did it for years, hundreds.
And the fuck you up to understand who kept the planet at peace. Because if these books was given to the Moors, right? I mean, the Moors giving these books to the Europeans, right? Because they knew that these niggas was too crazy, and they had to call them out, right?
Let's explain what is Moors really is. People Moors. Always talk about Moors. Moors is
mean, a black man,
basically. We was called Moors before we was called niggers. You get what I'm saying? That's the first name of black people. That's a fucking Moor. We traveled. We was everywhere. We taught them every fucking thing. But when slavery came up and racism came up, they had to, you know, demean us.
They had to decimate our existence, because if you found out with some great niggas in China, what you gonna do?
Yeah, we created everything. We taught Michelangelo. They learned from us everything. Man. If ask any of their fucking teachers that you know, ask them who did they learn from.
Exactly.
Ask them that shit.
Reference their
fucking teachers, and then you'll learn. That's why I said you gotta go to history, because you go to history, you will understand why shit is the way it is. You get what I'm saying? And religion is one of the most powerful things. And I attack religion first, because once you can understand and realize how religion plays a part, you can understand everything now.
No sword or gun can beat the Holy Ghost.
Nope.
No sword or gun is stronger than the Holy Ghost.
Nope. That's the most powerful thing, because it's a belief system. And the break of belief system is one of the most powerful things. You gotta understand that. Why you think the Pope is more powerful than a president?
The Pope? Well, yeah. Hey, listen, I don't remember the number roughly, but I believe it's around like $340 million every year. I mean, every day or so that we give America. Are we giving?
And motherfucking
taxes.
Yeah, and you already know the motherfucking the Jews and the Muslims, you know, they all in cahoots. That's all shit. Because all this shit is referenced from each other. It's written the same fucking way, just a little bit different.
Listen, each one. This is the bombshell, though, people. And you can say what you want, but just answer this question, and it's always going to have you fucking odd. If they hid the African Medunetcher information, right? Right? And it's not real and all that. Why did they allow Islam and all this other shit that's not theirs? If it ain't in cahoots. If it don't correlate, why they ain't get rid of that shit too? Yeah. Why they want us to ignore the prophet doing real and all that? If that's the real shit. And then ask yourself, why don't these rich white people, right, that have nothing to do with it, but they become rich too, and they, you know, they, when they come with the money, they come with the knowledge and all that, why don't they subscribe to Islam? And why we don't see a majority of them doing that? Mm-hmm. But we see a majority of them submitting to Kemet in Egyptian practices. We see a whole bunch of that.
Man, they always going to have to respect our gangster, because they know this is the original. You can't shit on the original.
You cannot. We are the indigenous people of the world.
The original. You can't shit on the original. But the reason how they fucked us up was make us get us against each other. They got spies. Yeah. They got everything.
See, they destroy us because we don't unify. We have a problem, and we got to start understanding and admitting it, that it's something that we can't even understand.
Exactly.
It's there. We all got hate in us. I have to fix it in me sometimes.
Yeah.
It comes, because that come with oppression. When we start understanding that we're hurt already and it's okay long as you try to fix it, that's what we got to get back to. And we got to get rid of the, oh, it's okay, you tried momentum. Yeah. No, the kid ain't do it right. Tell them they ain't do it right, and make sure they do it
right.
It ain't no more, no, you tried, because that leads to non-masculinity. And it's sad to say that.
And we got to get our own economic system. That's what they really want to keep it from. Yes. We got to start creating our own
shit. We
got to
generate our dollar amongst each other.
We had to. We
straight
gotta
up and
keep,
down.
We got to keep our money.
Some shit. I don't give a fuck if you take a sheet off your
bed. It's
not
even event some shit. It's just that we got to start owning basic shit. What do people need? Food, clothing, and housing.
Exactly. I don't even mean event, but I don't care if you get the John John t-shirts. If you know about it, support it.
Support the shit, man.
And
buy
put him
all
on
black
because
shit.
We
got to start. We got to
start at the ground level. Then we go corporation. Then we go political. And then we could get the things we want.
And I don't even want to tell y'all what I really want the black people to do. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about when it comes down to economics. Because I can get some money out these motherfuckers, but it's going to take all of us, and it's going to take all of us working together. Right. All we got to do is not spend our money on fucking Christmas or Black Friday.
From, we got
If we don't spend our money, listen, we is the most dependent on race for the American economics.
For every dollar.
For every dollar, man. They depend on us to buy shit, because who buy the shit? We do. We buy the sneakers and the clothes and all that shit. So
Just think, right? If black people, if we could get people to say, hey, do you really care? Do you identify with being black? Oh, it's parked right near us.